Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
In a letter sent to families associated with Soldotna High School on Tuesday night, Principal Tony Graham declared that a person only noted as a student or staff member tested positive for COVID-19. He noted that the school will remain open as he is confident that everything that can be done is being done to keep the school safe. Correspondents from Soldotna High noted that on September 22nd, they learned of a positive case of COVID-19 in the school. However, staff and students were advised to not stay home, but to follow the good practice of regularly monitoring for symptoms of COVID-19. The message also noted that parents of all students known to have close contact with people with COVID-19 have been notified and instructed to keep their children home. Staff who were in close contact have also been instructed to quarantine. Peggy Erkineff of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District told KSRM News on Wednesday that the district's decision to keep the school open was done so because that this is the correct protocol in the district's mitigation plan and that everyone involved should be confident in the process.
So this is a great learning opportunity for everybody to understand what happened. So one of the things I'm really proud of is all the mitigation plans that are put into place, so keeping student groups small, wearing masks, and everybody being able to go backwards in time if we have to and figure out who was where, what contact might have been had. And we did contact tracing in the school, and so we're able to identify anybody. We know what the risk is, and we've looked at it. There's not an outbreak. So if there was an outbreak that was happening, that might cause a school to be closed. Or if we had to do a lot of contact tracing and it wasn't done yet, and so we weren't sure if there was exposure, and so to avoid potential further exposure, we might close school for a day while the contact tracing is happening. But at this time, we have a positive case. Contact tracing was done. Everybody was contacted, and there's high level of confidence with that one positive case that there isn't a need to do any further closures at the school.
She also addressed the fact that some in the community may want to know more details about individuals who test positive in school, but noted that it would violate HIPAA and FERPA laws.
We really are honoring the HIPAA and the FERPA laws that are in place, and so people want to know who the person is, and the school district is not going to share that. A person might share it, but the school district won't share that.
Anyone with questions is invited to contact the school or the local public health agency at 335-3400. Senator Lisa Murkowski chaired an Energy Committee hearing on Capitol Hill that explored the potential of offshore wind and hydrokinetic generators.
Imagine them producing hydrogen and more electricity from offshore wind and marine energy to power and refuel shipping vessels that are transiting between Asia and the lower 48. And imagining floating data centers in Cook Inlet powered by naturally strong tides in the area.
Murkowski says a blue economy could transform Dutch Harbor into Alaska's new energy patch.
When most people hear the phrase offshore energy, they automatically think of offshore oil and gas development. And while we absolutely recognize that those resources are an important part of our energy mix and contribute greatly to our energy security, oil and gas reflect only part of the potential that we have to use the ocean as a source of energy.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.